you can't be a one-trick pony. Unless that pony is a thoroughbred. Did I really just say that? Oh, God. Stay where you are. Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in District 4, also the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty Pact. We're going to talk a little bit about that as we go along. So stay where you are. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Haken II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislature. To learn more about me, go to Haken4Nevada.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited a border processing facility in Texas on Friday. Ed Donahue reports.
Mayorkas says the border challenge remains.
But our plan of execution is well underway, and the results are compelling.
He pointed out the change at the facility in Donna, Texas.
Rather than approximately 3,700 unaccompanied children, there are 334.
Mayorkas says this is no place for a child, and they will stay in government care until they are reunited with parents.
We are re-engineering that process, and so we are building back better.
Mayorkas says they are also addressing the smuggling organizations that exploit vulnerable children. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Marco Rubio says the U.S. should be prepared to counterattack if China launches its military against Taiwan. More from correspondent Bob Agnew.
Senator Rubio told the Salem Radio Network China's made it clear it will attack if Taiwan should ever declare its independence.
And the only thing that stopped that from happening already is the notion that the U.S. government, the United States, is going to stand up and defend Taiwan.
Rubio has nothing good to say about the current White House policy of strategic ambiguity toward Taiwan.
What they're basically saying is, yes, we're with Taiwan, and no, yes, we're going to support them, but not really.
Rubio describes the current Biden policy as a rhetorical commitment to Taiwan. In his words, not a real one. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities say a police officer and a federal agent were shot and wounded in Tennessee while looking for a carjacked vehicle. Police said on Twitter that a Memphis police officer and an agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives were searching Friday for the car, which was involved in a crash when people got out of the vehicle and fired shots at them. On Wall Street, the Dow by 229 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Two fully vaccinated Nevadans have now died after contracting what is being called a rare breakthrough case of COVID-19. Local health officials report 141 breakthrough cases where a person tests positive for COVID-19 two or more weeks after a final vaccine dose, while 23 people have been hospitalized in the county. More than 600,000 people have been fully vaccinated in Clark County so far. Health officials say the high levels of COVID-19 still circulating, they do expect more breakthrough cases. Nationally, there have been more than 9,200 breakthrough cases reported by the CDC. The 2021 National Teacher of the Year is from Southern Nevada. Congratulations to Booker Elementary special education teacher Juliana Erdebay. Yesterday's announcement included a surprise visit from a fellow educator, First Lady Jill Biden. Erdebay is Nevada's first ever National Teacher of the Year. She's taught in the Clark County School District since 2013. As part of the award, Erdebay will receive a paid year off from classroom duties so she can represent teachers on committees and advocate for her profession. So congratulations.
KMZQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for a crash on the right shoulder near the off-ramp. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston's blocking the right lane there. Also, some slow flows on the 215 westbound at Gibson, eastbound at Valley View. And you're averaging about 35 miles per hour between Sunset and the Spaghetti Bowl on the 15.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters. Do it right now at the Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Sam Peters joining us, the owner and a bright light politically in our state. Sam Peters joining us. Sam, first of all, thanks for joining us. Before we get into hardball politics and your candidacy, you're running for Congress in CD4. I want to ask about how the insurance industry is and how your small business is as well. Sam, are you there? We have just lost Sam Peters. He is out there somewhere. He is obviously traveling the state, and he wants to unseat Stephen Horsford. Sam, are you there? Can you hear me? I can hear you just fine.
Sorry about that, sir.
That always happens to me. I always do like a really big build-up on somebody, and then they're not there. It's I've heard every word,
and I appreciate it so much.
No. Tell me, though, before we get to politics, the insurance industry, and in particular your small business.
Insurance industry, it's one of those industries that's pretty, it's fairly recession-proof. I won't say it's recession-proof, but it sticks around pretty well. During this pandemic, a lot of the folks, myself included in the insurance industry, 25% or so less business than previous years. It's starting to come back. We're up about 10% over prior year to date so far this year. I tell people that when they come into the office or when they call in, hey, we're full open. We are, the state may not be 100%, but Peters Family Insurance surely is.
I absolutely love that. And explain the type of services that you provide.
Yeah, so auto, home, life. We do all the personal lines. We do a little bit of small business. Certainly do business insurance for automobiles and that kind of stuff. We do some financial planning with a partner of ours. We do mutual funds and roll over 401ks. We do all that kind of stuff. But our bread and butter is homeowners and protecting that asset that costs the most money in your life, and that's your home and the things in it, quite frankly. So.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, and the former chair of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. Before we go too far down the road, what is the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC?
Yeah, so Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC is a political action committee that is focused on making sure elected officials back law enforcement. Back in July and August of 2020, when cities were burning across the country, we started the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC here in Nevada to try and make sure during the 2020 election cycle and cycles moving forward that law enforcement across the state has a voice in the elected officials or the people that are on the ballot. We wanted to make sure that the people who are writing the laws were not doing so and ignoring the people who had to enforce those laws. And that's a big deal when you have mayors and city council people across the country defunding police and defunding police departments, which we saw in so many cities. We wanted to make sure that wasn't going to happen here in Nevada, and that the elected officials that were on the ballot, if they had inclination to be of mind to defund the police, we were going to make sure everybody was aware of that prior to the vote. We supported 17 candidates on the ballot in Nevada in 2020. Seven of them were elected. Hopefully, we had some influence in that, and we're going to do it again. We are raising money. LawEnforcementLoyaltyPAC.com is the website. We've raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 since last August to put towards candidates that are on the ballot that are pro-police, and we'll continue to do that. So back the blue. That's what we do.
The federal jobs report just out today, 266,000 new jobs created. They expected 1 million jobs, the so-called experts, but underperforming. The unemployment rate creeping up from 5.8% to 6.1%. The president came out and tried to spin it that, oh, that, well, this is why we still need to spend another $6 trillion on infrastructure and families and all kinds of stuff. Is there any way to put a spin on this thing? I mean, this thing was horrible.
It is horrible, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned that projection from 2 or 3 days ago. They were expecting 1 million jobs to be created. The only way, first of all, federal government doesn't create jobs. Business owners and entrepreneurs do. And the only way to create those jobs is to get the government out of the way. And as we're seeing across the country, there's not a lot of desire from these liberal and Democrat and certainly the Biden administration to get the government out of the way. There's, you know, more and more bureaucracy as we go. There is a bunch of good news coming out of red states, which I hope we'll talk about here shortly. But the reality of it is, you know, 266,000 new jobs sounds fantastic, but when you look at you know, the stat and part of the jobs report where they say 9.4 million people reported that they were unable to work because their employer lost their business or lost business overall, that's a big number, 9.4 million people. And when that number is going up from and there's more unemployment in the middle of what's supposed to be a recovery, clearly policy is not making the right choices. So,
and you've got the president kind of adding fuel on the fire, so to speak, with an executive order to raise the federal minimum wage to what is it, $15 an hour or something like that. That can't help.
Yeah. So it just shows how tone deaf this guy really is. You know, the jobs report expectation, it comes out 25% of what was expected. And at the same time, the night before, he signs an executive order mandating that all federal contractors pay $15 minimum hour wage. And it's up from $10.75 or something to that effect. So it's not a small jump. We're talking about a $5 jump from where it was per hour, which, you know, we've had these discussions before. When you start looking at a $15 minimum wage and mandating that small businesses do that, that's going to create more unemployment. This guy is just absolutely off his rocker on an economic scale, and clearly showing that he's been in Washington, D.C. for 47 years, not participating in commerce. So it just, you know, you asked a minute ago, is there any way to spin this? There's no way for this administration to spin this. They have lost their minds.
Well, and more importantly, you know, the price of gasoline is way up. We've got this deal where construction. In fact, we were talking with Jared Fisher the other day. He wants to open a couple of businesses up north, but he can't build the buildings because it's too expensive. Yeah. The price of plywood and yeah, brick and mortar and that kind of thing. Do you see that as impacting other aspects of our economy? That you know, things like toilet paper. There's a shortage of that. Is this going to be more prevalent as we move along?
So if government continues to hamstring business owners and hamstring industries, it'll absolutely be more impactful. I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin, I'm actually talking to you from South Carolina. My wife and I and the kids drove across the country last week to spend some time with family prior to this campaign really kicking off. And you want to talk about the differences in red states, blue states, in just the feeling when you go into a business in a blue state versus, for instance, when you drive through Arizona and pay $5 a gallon for gas, and then you get into New Mexico, a blue state, and you, you know, the gas prices are fairly similar, but just the feeling when you walk into a business or a truck stop and those kind of things, the the energy level. And my wife made comment of it on the way through. When we crossed into Texas and then into Oklahoma, it was just like blue skies.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with weather. It was incredible. So these things are going to impact people. The price of lumber is way up. Gas we mentioned is way up. You can't cancel pipelines and put restrictions on these folks and not expect negative impact on the economy.
Going back to the jobs report, which was just horrendous today. The one thing we're finding, and it's interesting, a lot of people that are unemployed are staying unemployed because they're getting the extended benefits from the federal government. And I understand that Montana and where you are right now, South Carolina, is ending federal unemployment extended benefits. Am I right?
You are right. In fact, the Montana governor was first to do it a few days or a week ago. South Carolina governor signed it into law yesterday, executive order state level to end the federal unemployment program and stop sending. He basically told his deeder, it's a different acronym here in South Carolina, but his deeder to stop paying that federal money because businesses were struggling. And this is a big deal. This is huge news. And it's courageous news coming from the political leadership of these states. You know, these people are, you know, the governor of Montana, governor of South Carolina, when they start saying, we're not going to give you these federal benefits, they're doing it for a very strategic and a very appropriate reason. But they will take some political backlash, and for them to follow through with it, good on them. I absolutely applaud them for doing that. And, you know, I wish on a falling star that Steve Sisolak could have such courage, but I won't hold my breath.
I want to ask you about something that's happening around the country. It's beginning small, but it's growing, and that's the banning of critical race theory in schools. Tennessee has done it. Texas has done it. Idaho, I think, has done it. A number of states are picking this up. Is this something that you'd like to see Nevada adopt?
I would, and you know the timing is incredible. The legislature's still in session, and they could put something forward on this. For those folks who are not so sure on what critical race theory is, if they go to my Facebook page at Sam Peters Nevada, I posted about it a couple of days ago. There's a good article on there that explains the history of how we got to critical race theory, and basically it's an evolution of the liberal policies that failed that were put forward in the 60s and 70s and have now transformed themselves into this mantra in schools, where decisions are made and teachings are done and telling kids, you know, how important it is on skin color and how important, you know male versus female, instead of the merits of character. And critical race theory is an absolute disaster for the country, and the Democrats are pushing this thing as absolutely hard as they can, and it's going to cripple the country and do away with America as we know it. So, you know, it's good to see that states like Tennessee, their legislature just passed a ban on critical race teachings in their school. Idaho was the first to do it. Texas has done it, and there's more legislation across the state, and again in these red states, that are pushing to ban this in the education systems, and it's the absolute right thing to do.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's also a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. I want to ask you about the recovery. May 1st has come and gone. The governor has stepped aside a little bit relative to the pandemic, although he's holding firm to the mask. And I just want to ask you, because we've had a couple of very, very good months here in Las Vegas, and I'm not sure if it's the stimulus checks that are there or is it just the recovery?
Well, I can, you know, there was news out that we did $1 billion in March of 2021, and it was the best month in, I believe, 8 years that was reported, I think, last week. You know, that coming on the heels of, we're still at 50% capacity in the hotels and the venues across, the restaurants, et cetera, across Clark County. So, you know, to think it's policy that did it, I have a hard time believing that. But it's on the tail end of, you know, $1.9 trillion stimulus, it makes sense. And when we started seeing in early March the crowds on Las Vegas Boulevard, which is a great thing, by the way. I just want to make sure people are. I'm not saying that the crowds are not welcome. They certainly are, and I think we should have more of it and just open the state back up and allow people to live their lives. But I've talked to a number of business owners and a number of workers. In fact, I have a friend who's a registered nurse in a liposuction clinic, and she's told me stories that in February and March, people were excited to come in with their stimulus checks to do liposuction. And it was, I mean, these are checks that are coming from the federal government that you and I pay taxes for.
Yeah.
And we're paying for liposuction, we're paying for gambling, we're paying for all of these things. And now there's a bill coming out. The U.S. Treasury just released, I think it was $21 billion to help renters pay their rent. You know, sure, some of them probably need it, but when we have $1 billion coming into the Vegas Strip, when people aren't working as much as we'd love them to, it's got to be some of that stimulus money. So, you know, we're going to have to turn a corner at some point. We're going to have to get people back to work. And again, I applaud the Montana and South Carolina governors for doing the right thing and ending their federal unemployment support and packages and getting people back to work, because there's stories across the country of business owners not being able to find qualified people. And I'll tell you what, I'm one of them. You know, it has been incredibly difficult to find staff in this pandemic, and while the government's paying extra money for them to stay home.
Okay, in our final minute, I've got to lay it on the line. You've got something real important coming up on Sunday. It happens to be Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
You ready to help celebrate it?
I am. I'm here with my wife's mom. We're we're going to celebrate with her, my mother-in-law, who I love. She's great, and I keep asking my son, you know, what do we want to do for mom? What do we want to do for mom? He said, I don't know, Dad. You got to figure it out.
She is a trooper, and I love her to death. I just think she's absolutely amazing. Hey, you guys have fun, okay? The rest of your vacation, and we'll see you when you get back to town, okay?
Yeah, I'll be back in a week, and we'll be campaigning hard, Sam Peters, for Congress. So thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate you.
There you go. Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada District 4, CD4, as they like to say. That's Sam Peters, also the owner of Peters Family Insurance. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available.